One Christmas was so like another in those years around the sea town corner now, that I can never remember whether it was 106 degrees in 1953, or whether it was 103 degrees in 1956. All the Christmases roll into one down the wave-roaring, salt-squinting years of yesterboy. My hand goes into the fridge of imperishable memory, and out come salads and sunburn lotions, and the brief exuberant hiss of beer being opened, and the laugh of wet-haired youths around a Zephyr 6, the smell of insect repellent and eucalyptus, and the distant, constant, slowly listless bang of the flywire door. And, resting on a formica altar, waiting for Ron, the biggest pav in the world, a magic pav, a cut-and-come-again path for all the children and all the towns across the wide brown bee-humming, trout-fit, sheep-rich, two-horse country. And the aunts, always the aunts, in the kitchen on the black-and-white photographed beach of the past, playing out the rope to a shared childhood, caught in the undertow and drifting. And some numerous uncles, wondering occasionally why they want each other, coming around the letterbox to an attacking field in the test match and being driven handsomely by some middle lord or nephew, skipping down the vowel-flattening pitch and putting the ball into the tent flaps on the first bounce of puberty.
A Child's Christmas at Warrnambool. Dylan Thomas and then John Clarke. I'm sure Dylan wouldn't have minded.